is trying to tell us. So again, would you lift your hands to him and say, Father,
Father,
give me ears to hear today.
Eyes to see.
Spiritual understanding.
Understanding.
With a heart.
To hear.
What the Holy Ghost,
is saying to me.
Amen? Okay, we're going to go to the book of Jude. Those of you who don't know where Jude is, he's right next to the last book in the Bible. The book of Jude. It's only one letter from St. Jude. It's really only one little chapter. And my heart says that this is what he wanted me to make sure that we had an understanding of today. And I don't want to miss, but I know that he told me to take out the Amplified, but to read it first in the NIV. Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Verse 24, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault with great joy. The Amplified says, now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping or falling, and to present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless before the presence of his glory with unspeakable ecstatic delight in triumphant joy and exaltation. Now, which one do you want? Yeah. You got to remember that the Lord is able, and the abilities of God are usually screened by us with a natural understanding, because that's what we've got. We've got eyes that are natural, we've got ears that are natural, and we've got a heart that is natural. But we also have a spiritual ear, a spiritual eye, and a spiritual perception within us, because we are spirit beings. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says, by St. Paul, we are made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Well, when we take those three parts and we realize that we have a double ability, not just to see in the natural, but to hear in the natural and to perceive by our hearts, perception, understanding, consciousness. All these things are part of the soul. But your spirit man has also abilities, because we are made in the image of our Father, who is spirit. And when we perceive in the spirit his abilities, we need to do it from his eyesight. And Gail confirmed that this morning. I said, how's things going? And she says, well, I'm starting to see so-and-so with God's eyes. What's the difference between seeing so-and-so from God's eyes or from your eyes?
See it in the spirit.
Night and day.
Night and day. When Jesus took your sin and he washed them away with his blood, when the Father looks at you, he sees you what? He sees you perfected, holy, righteous. And here you are walking around with these natural thoughts saying, oh, I'm just a dummy. I can't do this and I can't do that. And I must have been a failure from the beginning. Whoever would want to love me? You see, that's the natural man or the soul man versus the spiritual man. The spiritual man will be perceiving what St. Jude already tasted. If St. Jude wrote this down, it's because he experienced the ability of God to do something in him that had never been done before. St. Paul in Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do abundantly more than you can ask or think or perceive or understand. God is able. Now, what about your ability to see from his perspective what he's capable of doing inside of you and me and in those around us? We live in a limited flesh attitude mind, and when we are limited and we perceive limitation, we can only believe to protect ourselves so that nobody's going to pick on me again.
Amen.
So if anybody tries to exert any kind of pressure towards us, what do? We say, no more, can't handle it. And we try to run. But from God's perspective, no matter what's happening, it can be turned into a miracle. And St. Jude has seen that. And his perception is, to him who is able to keep you from falling. Why has he acknowledged that God is the one that can keep him from falling? Because he undoubtedly probably had a few nosedives. Amen? If I'm writing to my sister-in-law, my beautiful sister, okay, and I'm letting her know that God is able, and she has never tasted of God's ability, she's going to think I'm a little crazy. But once she has tasted that God was able to set her free and heal her, the next time we communicate, she's going to be able to believe that God is able. So you've got two sets of thoughts available, your natural mind and your spiritual mind. God's perception and your own perception. And his is better. Believe me, his is a lot better. So, if you look at verse 25, he now acknowledges why he's tasted all this. Verse 25. I'm going to give it to you in the Amplified. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, splendor, majesty, might, dominion, and power and authority before all time and now and forever, unto all the ages of eternity. Amen. So be it. In the NIV it says, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forever more. Now and forever more. The perception that I'm trying to give you an understanding of is that when you have a relationship with Jesus and you start tasting of the impossible, and you start living with the eyes of God towards those that you're dealing with, you'll be able to see the glory of God. You'll be able to give the glory to God. And I remember years ago, there was a particular lady that came for counseling when I was at the other church. I was there for 20 years. And she would be the type of person who had a very strong ability to perceive what she wanted and expose whatever she wanted to expose. But in most of those experiences, she would give me all of her natural understanding of all the circumstances that were going on in her life, about her entire family, including her husband. And I would just sit there, and finally, towards the end, she would then be able to hear the scripture that God would provide. And I would always ask God, give me a scripture to give her some hope, because everything was falling apart. Well, this one week that I knew she was coming, I had been praying, and that morning the Holy Spirit said to me, do not let her speak. So those of you who ever came to the other church, you know we were using cassettes every time. So every session that I had was recorded. So she came into the office, and I said, I have a very demanding request of you. She says, and what's that? I said, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to pray. We're going to anoint you with oil if you permit it. And we're going to wait upon the Lord and see what he has to say instead of listening to your emotions. Are you willing? She says, yeah. It's okay, we'll do this. So I held hands across the desk, anointed her, and began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And as I prayed in the Holy Ghost, one piece of information came out. Another piece of information. Another revelation. And it kept on going. It kept on going for 3/4 of an hour. I said, do you have any questions? She says, you've answered every question, and now I know that God is on the job, and he's able to do abundantly more than I can ask or think. I said, why? Because he exposed all my hurts and gave me a solution to each one. So when you're listening to all of your own emotional turmoil, are you giving God any glory?
No.
When you're listening to someone else's expounding how everybody's mistreating them and how they're barely surviving, what are you doing?
Well, God can do anything.
If you're not controlled by the Holy Ghost, what are you going to do? You're going to agree with them, number one. You're going to give them some form of recapturing their life, because that's what you're doing. You're trying to help them. Okay? And you're doing it from logic. Who is able to keep you from falling?
Jesus.
Yeah. Who is able to keep you from slipping and falling and to present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless? It's only Jesus. There is no other one. I don't care who you are or who they are. They cannot do this in a natural way. It's impossible. But when you reveal to them the abilities of our God and you give them the hope to go forward in Christ without all the natural stuff that's all around us. How many have natural stuff around them? Hardships, difficulties, unknown answers. Well, he's got it. He's got it all. And I remember having an argument with my wife several years ago. I have this little tiny version of like an A-frame type of thing, and it's got a little writing on the side, and it says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. So, oh, she says, that's old. She says, we need to get rid of that. It doesn't match the room. It happened to be in a bathroom. I agree, it wasn't the right colors. But I wasn't concerned about the colors. I needed to be reminded that there were no accidents with my family or me or her. Because sometimes wives can give a man a challenge and vice versa. Sometimes a woman can really be saying to her husband, boy, you are a challenge today.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody's normal.
That's not as often as the wife challenges the man.
I'm not putting a scale here. Okay? So it's sometimes it goes up or down. So anyway, I told her, I said, no, you can't throw that out. It's not yours. It's mine. And I need to be reminded that no matter what it is, that God is able to turn it into something good. No matter how deep or how difficult it may be, it is a focus that I need to keep on reminding myself, yes, God is on my side. He's not against me. He's not my adversary. He is actually looking out for me. Now, if you back it up, I'm going to go to verse 20. But you, beloved, build yourself up, I'm using the Amplified, on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't have that ability until I was 37 years old. I thought that was just another part of the heavenly kingdom that God had built, and it was Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but I really didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. But when I got to be 37, I did experience that transformation, and God allowed it. Now, whatever age you are, it doesn't matter. God is able to bring you to that place and to make you and taste that fullness of the Spirit and to pray in your heavenly language, to build yourself up. Not to leave you down in the gutter, but to build yourself back up. That's the gift that he has available for everyone who seeks him. Verse 21. Guard and keep yourself in love, in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our God, Jesus Christ the Messiah, which will bring you unto eternal life. Which will bring you unto eternal life. Who's going to bring it about? Jesus. He hasn't stopped with me, and I pray he's not stopped with you. Verse 22. And to refute too, so as not or convict some who dispute with you, and on some have mercy who waver and doubt. How many have ever had some doubts? Every single one of us has doubts. Who's able to take care of you? The Lord, the Holy Spirit. Now watch. Strive to save others, snatching them out of the fire. On others, take pity, but with fear, loathing, even garments spotted by the flesh and polluted by their sensuality. Verse 24 again. Now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling, slipping, or falling, to present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless before the presence of his glory. Did you see the word faultless? If you didn't, I'm spelling it out to you. To present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless before the presence of his glory. If you're depending on yourself to clean yourself up, what are you following? You're following a carnal man or a flesh mentality. If you're following after the Holy Ghost, he is spirit. And his abilities are far above because he's depending on the Spirit of the Father within each of us to bring us higher and higher than we've ever been before. So the purpose of our God is to complete what you can't do on your own. How many have a few things you'd like to have done that you have tried to do but you can't? Then humble yourself and say, God, you're the only one that can do this. I'm asking you to do the impossible in me. I'm asking you to release in me the grace that I need, the favor that I need, in order to get to that place where I will find freedom in you. And from that experience, St. Jude is saying, I've already tasted the abilities of God. I want it now for you. I'm saying to you, I've tasted the abilities of God, of turning things that I couldn't believe he could do. And he did it because of his love for me. He did it. Why? Because I knocked on the door and said, don't give in. Don't give in to my old pattern of thinking. Don't give in to my old way of doing things. I'm going to trust the God that can change me, that I can't do it on my own. Some call him the higher power. Well, there's a lot of higher powers out there. A lot of higher powers. Some of those higher powers will take advantage and say, hey, I can do this for you. And they will speak. You say, oh, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Ephesians 6:12. Your battle is not against flesh and blood. There are some dark powers and dark voices that will tell you. They'll do things for you. But they will, and their own purpose is to turn against you later. They'll satisfy your flesh. That's what Baal worship is all about. That's what we need to remember. There are dark forces pushing a lot of people in the wrong direction. The only one that will bring you the fullness of salvation is Christ Jesus himself. So if you'll bow your heads and close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for your counsel. I am trusting by choice that you are able to keep me from falling. To present me before God and his glorious presence without any faults and without any darkness, and to make me holy and acceptable to my Father God by the blood of Jesus Christ with triumphant joy. Delighting in his abilities to complete me with a new nature. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen? That's what I received. And now what you do is you remind him of this little promise. Go back to that verse this week. Kind of rehearse it. You know, don't just do it once. Because everything is established in two or three witnesses. Amen. So if you go back to that word, and even Romans 8 is another one, or Ephesians 3:20, whichever one that fits your need, declare it. Declare it over yourself. Declare it over the circumstances of your life and the foundations that he's already placed in you. Because you know what? He's still the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One more thing. We need to pray for that food back there. Amen?
Amen?
Say, Lord, bless the food, make it holy, and give us the courage to enjoy it. Amen?
Amen.
Enjoy each other's company. God's blessing.